What is your favorite type of holiday? Is it relaxing at a resort or doing something active? Are you that type of person that just likes to chill out? Or really like pump out your holidays and get fit? Get your bike serviced and enjoy a cycle holiday, because with me now is Sam Reach from Rail Trails Australia to explain what exactly is Rail Trail and how you can use them. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, and I'm super excited to be speaking about this. It's really interesting. Can you give our listeners a brief overview of what Rail Trails is actually all about?
So a rail trail is basically a repurposing of a railway line that has been out of use. Usually they're more abundant and typically won't ever be used for rail purposes again. And so they are converted into trails or tracks. It's a movement that's all over the world. There's tens of thousands of miles of them in the US, and we have quite a few here in Australia as well.
Yeah, awesome. And I believe there's one in Victoria that is really, really long. It's 160 kilometers long. Are the towns along the trail set up for overnight stays, or do you need to bring a tent with you?
No, of course, those railways would have typically serviced rural communities, and there's all kinds of accommodation, both camping and pubs and motels, typically. So some of the longer trails, of course, if you're taking a bike, if you're going to ride them, even if you're riding them, they'll take several days to do. The longest one in Australia is 161 kilometers, and that's the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail in Queensland. But there are several that are over 100 kilometers in Victoria, and several being developed in New South Wales currently, although none are that long.
That is really impressive. And being part of rail trails yourself, you've probably done many of these trails. What has been your favorite one so far?
My favorite, I have two favorite trails. One's in New Zealand, the Otago Central Rail Trail, which is 150 kilometers long. It goes through a beautiful part of the South Island on the Otago Plateau. That's like the granddaddy of trails in the Southern Hemisphere. And then there's one in the U.S. called the Great Allegheny Passage, which is from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. That's 500 kilometers. And I've done that. I did that about 8 years ago with my wife.
Oh, that's awesome. And I believe there is a new rail trail that's about to open in Mullawimba to Kemps Creek. What's that going to be looking like?
Well, that's right. So that's part of what we're calling the Northern Rivers Rail Trail. There's the old railway line that goes from Casino to Mullawimba was shut probably 30 years ago and has been sitting moribund ever since. It runs through some beautiful rainforest country and beautiful Northern Rivers country. So the first stage of it from Mullawimba to Crabs Creek is about 25 kilometers long. It's just being completed by Tweed Shire Council, and it will open hopefully in March for the public to use. We're actually going to have a celebration up there when they announce the date of the opening. Rail Trails Australia will be having a public forum there to talk about rail trails in New South Wales and elsewhere, and to celebrate the opening of that trail.
Well, it all sounds very exciting. And for listeners that are listening right now and thinking, wow, yeah, I definitely want to do this for my next holiday, how can they find out more about rail trails?
Well, look at our website, which is railtrails.org.au. We have a very comprehensive website, including interactive mapping of all the trails in Australia. And remember, rail trails aren't just for cycling, they're for walking, and some of them are also for horseback riding. They take you out into the countryside and give you an active holiday and get you out of the car. So we love them, and we're welcome to have a look at our website and plan your next trail holiday.
Well, so cool. And I want to thank you so much, Sam, for pulling over on the side of the road to speak to us today about rail trails.